Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
I'm telling you, it was very entertaining yesterday on the CBS Sunday Morning Show when John Elliott was holding this dog they were trying to find a forever home for.
Right.
And the dog was all over him. It looked like he was wrestling an octopus.
I love that. That's a great description.
It was a Basset Hound Beagle mix.
Cute guy.
A terrific personality. But that thing was all muscle. All muscle. I mean, I'm a pretty hardy guy.
You're all muscle, too, though.
I've been working out.
Yeah.
And this dog, I mean, it was just, he was so happy to be on television. You have no idea.
I will tell you what, you looked a little frail with that dog yesterday.
Frail? I think the word you're looking for is graceful.
Okay, great. You look very graceful as you floundered about with that poor dog. What happened? You can't trust a dog on TV. They're going to pee on you.
Yeah, they do all kinds of stuff on TV because they're not in the union.
I tell you, there's a lot of pandemonium today in Metsville. And you feel bad for the long-suffering Mets fans. Now their manager is just... If you watch what goes on, he's clearly in over his head. But the general manager, Brody, is kind of covering for him, taking care of him.
Watch out. He's going to come after you.
But yesterday was just crazy. Crazy. After the game, one of the Newsday reporters, Tim Healy, just asked a question. And Mickey Callaway goes all MF on him.
Yeah. Now, in fairness, Newsday has a reputation of being pretty tough in their sports coverage. They go after people pretty intensely. But that's not, you can't lose control of yourself.
Let me ask you, what about this line upsets anybody? See you tomorrow, Mickey. That's what he said.
Yeah.
I think there's probably
more that went on around
all
that.
Right.
Not defending the guy. I don't even know the guy.
Give us a few versions of
what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Scott, give us a few versions of see you tomorrow. Like, twist
see
it up.
See you tomorrow, Mickey.
Or, there you go.
Hey, Mickey, see you tomorrow.
And then see you tomorrow, Scott.
He goes screaming at him.
That was a very nice version, Scott, that one. Yeah.
The MF word is just words. It's just not right to call, anybody.
Right.
And the
guy's
just,
says things like that in the locker
guy's
room.
Just never. Doing his job. And then the other, the goofy starting pitcher, decides he's going to knock him out. He wants to fight him. This is a professional athlete. Wants to beat up on a little scrawny, John Elliott lookalike reporter.
Let's see how many people we can offend. You don't know what you're talking about, scrawny.
Wow. See you tomorrow, John Elliott.
The reporter looked over at Vargas, who started the game, and Vargas, what are you looking at, MF? He goes crazy on him, so... Here's the way the Daily News covered it this morning. Dashie Tozar says, the Mets can make all the changes they want to their coaching staff, but until Mickey Callaway is no longer in charge, a shakeup will hardly make a difference.
Wow.
And he leaves the pitches in there so long, and he's got other relief pitches that are just as bad as the starting pitchers, but that's just crazy. So he's got some problems. And like I said, the GM takes care of him, keep an eyeball on him. Unless there's a dumpster fire, he's going to be the manager.
Patty, can you give us a see you tomorrow, like a sexy one?
I know.
Go, please.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah. All right, what are you saying?
You and I are going to discuss something after this.
716 at CBS FM. Here's the lovely Patty Steele.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow, Brad.
Oh, there you go.
Would you get mad at that?
No, I love that one.
Yeah. To be in demand among the glitterati. Barack and Michelle Obama plus kids have been having a fabulous interlude in Europe for their summer vacation. Yesterday, Barack was seen stepping off a gorgeous boat on Italy's gorgeous Lake Como with gorgeous George Clooney by his side. Weirdly, they were both in suits.
That's a gorgeous bunch right there.
Yeah, you betcha. Barack and his entire family were also seen in the south of France early last week, where they grabbed dinner with friends. Then late in the week, they were hanging out with Bono, and the vacation is not over yet.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, wow. Life post-White House. So there was a weird story yesterday that Alice Cooper and his wife of 43 years had made a death pact. He said they're so in love and devoted, they knew they couldn't survive without one another. He said, we decided there shouldn't be a time when one of us is mourning the other, so we're going to go together. Sounds definitive. Now he's walking it back. He says he and his wife, Cheryl, don't actually have a death pact. It's a life pact. We love each other so much. We're always together at home and on the road. So what I meant is if something happened, it would probably happen to both of us at the same time. That's weird.
All right.
He's 71. She's 61.
I'm going to tell you something. I know Alice. He's out playing golf so much, yeah. His wife never sees him.
He's just trying to walk back this story. They have been married since 1976. He says he has never cheated on her once. Speaking of married bliss, Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner, married legally in Vegas last month, will have their dream Paris wedding any day now. All of the Jonas Brothers have been spotted scurrying around Paris getting ready for it. Yes, John
like
Oliver.
Pretty people. The Mets lost to the Cubs 5-3. They're busy tonight. They kick off a series with the Phillies in Philadelphia. And you got World Cup soccer today at noon. The U.S. women play Spain in the knockout round. That's a cocky bunch, boy.
Yeah, they should be all right today.
Brad?
Yeah, but Spain are good too. It's 12 noon. It'll be good fun to watch.
Brazil got knocked out, right?
Yeah, that's all right. Oh, they lost to the home country, France. Yeah, hosting, so it's not too much of a shock.
We talked about that lady from Canada. She was flying from Quebec back home to Toronto, and the trip turned into a nightmare after she fell asleep. The plane landed. Everybody got off the plane. The crew left. They left her asleep on the plane.
She had the cloak of invisibility on. Right. I mean, how weird is that? That no one would notice
that?
As they get off the plane. Okay, turn out the lights. What about that chick in the back?
That's crazy.
Isn't that weird? How long was she there? Do you know?
I don't know. It had to be a while because it was dark and cold.
Yeah.
She said she woke up. She was completely in the dark. She could not. Her phone battery was
dead.
Out. Yeah, dead. And she finally started looking around. She went in the cockpit and found a flashlight and managed to get one of the doors open for the plane. But there was no ladder. You know, there's no.
Yeah, those big jets. You're like 30 feet in the air.
Yeah. She's looking down. I'm not going to jump. I'll break both legs.
Wow.
So she actually used the flashlight to wave. I guess some baggage workers were unloading another plane.
She could have set off that big slide. I always wanted to go on one of those in a non-dangerous situation.
I don't know how you set those. I think that's a pretty big ordeal to
Is
be
it?
Able to set that
yeah,
off.
Probably.
I mean, I can't even imagine. She got the door open.
Yeah, easier to just flash the lights.
She had
again.
To probably hold the flashlight in her mouth. You ever see them do that?
Yeah.
Some workers at your house holding the flashlight.
She's struggling with that
That's
door.
It's not a very long flight either from Quebec to Toronto. Right?
No.
Right. Just to take in the Ambien, the sleeping pill.
How often do they forget to check the plane, leave somebody sitting there?
Yeah.
I just talked to, we have a lovely lady who works here. She used to be over at Light FM with our program director. She moved over here when he moved.
Ah.
She's good at what she does. She schedules all the commercials and things like that. And she comes in every morning to say hi. And last night she was at Citi Field to see The Dead and Company.
Oh. How was it?
She does not look like a deadhead.
No, not at all.
To be her husband.
She's a dead and company head.
Yeah, okay. And the concert had just started about 20 minutes into it, and the sound went out.
Oh.
Now, the audience knew it, but the band had no clue. They just kept going.
Well, they're playing.
Finally, John Mayer noticed that everybody looked kind of weird in the audience, and he said, well, wait a minute. This has never happened before. Our sound went off.
So like, I guess everything went off.
I guess they got it back. I guess the lights were still on.
But I mean, like, every single bit of the sound. It wasn't like just part of it went out.
It seemed like it.
Wow.
So anyway, I guess they got the sound back, and they went on to play the 20-minute version of Uncle John's Band.
Ah,
I saw him one time when I worked in Nashville. The problem of it is, whether you smoke dope or not, everybody around, I asked her, I said, could you smell any marijuana?
Secondhand smoke.
You won't even believe it, she said. A secondhand smoke made me high.
Yeah.
I saw it one time, and they did a 45-minute version of Johnny B. Good. Back in those days, they were also stoned. They weren't very good.
They didn't need to be.
But nobody knew it.
No, it was like
everybody
feels
there.
This group hug, and they just kind of
just go with it.
It's kind of crazy. All right, we promise you the new, what's a contest again? Louis, what'd you let him call it?
Mystery meat.
Mystery
loaf.
Loaf.
You got to have that pause.
I think what he's doing, it could be backwards, bad out of hell, I guess, but mystery meatloaf. Here we go. The prize is kind of cool. You get tickets to see the Broadway musical Bat Out of Hell, and you get to go to dinner at Applebee's Grill and Bar. Special host, Brad Blank.
Yeah, look at that. It's going to be a great night.
Oh, yeah. I want to go.
It's going to be good fun. Yeah, Bat Out of Hell is going to be an amazing musical. Starts August 1st. Get your tickets now, Scott. BatOutOfHell.com.
Minutes away from our knuckleheads in the news department. You ready, John?
Yes.
A defendant in a court case named Dorleans Philidor was sitting in a wheelchair next to Miami Circuit Judge Lisa Walsh when he decided to throw his own poop at the judge, and he yelled, "It's protein, it's good for you." Luckily for the judge, Mr. Philidor is a horrible thrower. It missed his mark. The trial was moved while the courtroom was sanitized. What a mess. Jurors acquitted this guy of burglary charges, and he faces another trial in a grand theft auto case and perhaps some other charges for the poop toss.
Jeez.
Imagine that. Hey, it's protein. It's good for you, Lisa. She was the judge. No. How about this guy from London, England? A heartbroken Brit had his wife leave him after 35 years.
Why?
Of wedlock.
What did he do?
It doesn't say what he did.
What did she do?
Yeah, I know.
Or her. But he placed a special order for one of those sex dolls. He says he's getting
before
one
or after she left him?
After she left him.
Okay.
He says he's lonely and he wants one made that looks exactly like her.
Oh, that's so creepy.
That's why she left.
Yeah.
Got to get away from this knucklehead.
Yeah. That's
weird.
That's creepy.
In Zimbabwe, a gang of armed bandits robbed a bread truck and made off with 500 loaves of bread. Lobel's Bakery was making a delivery at a shopping center near the country's capital city of Harare. Several men hopped out of an unmarked vehicle, pulled pistols, and took the bread.
500. I feel like you pull a gun.
It's like you're robbing a Brinks truck or something.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like
how about
hate.
That?
The movie
Armed
Hate.
Bandits. Yes. Armed bandits hopped out. They pulled the bread truck over in their unmarked vehicle.
Was it warm bread? Did they have butter on board?
I don't know.
You dropped for that, buddy.
If they try to sell it, it's just going to be sourdough.
And finally,
glad to see you rose to the occasion.
Wonderful. Oh,
wonderful. And in Milwaukee, a 20-year-old man was walking in a residential area in Milwaukee around 12:30 a.m. Saturday. Two people were approaching him. He thought he was about to be robbed, so he pulled out his gun, and in the process, he accidentally shot himself.
Oh, when that happens.
Barney Fife.
How about that? He accidentally shot himself. Police say the wound is not life-threatening, and he feels terrible about it, but that is our official Big Show DA of the day.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Something funny happened to me over the weekend.
Uh-oh.
On Saturday, this golf buddy of mine that I play with every so often, who's a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
He's affiliated with New York Presbyterian Hospital, named Greg LaTrenta. Nice guy.
Okay.
Greg and his wife, Steph, had like an open house. They have a new place, and they invited some of their friends by. So I'm there, and I'm chit-chatting with his brother. His brother and his wife.
Okay.
The brother and the, his wife. And they're from Long Island.
Okay.
And he's got that kind of Long Island, almost like it's almost like a, kind of like a Boston accent.
Like Sue Aller.
More intense than Sue Aller.
Yeah.
So I'm chit-chatting, and him and his wife listen to our show, which made me happy.
Happy boy, right?
You know, yeah, I listen. I listen. He said, I listen every morning from right there when you play the hawk.
Hawk?
And I went, play the hawk.
We don't play a hawk.
And I got him this. I said, when do you listen? He says, you know, from the morning. In the morning when you play the hawk. Said, play the hawk. Are you sure you have the right show?
Maybe we should add a hawk.
Yeah, I know. You play the hawk every morning. And his wife said, he's trying to say harp. Hey, I'm not kidding, Louie.
Oh, wow.
He said, I listen for the hawk.
That's how Scott Shannon heard it, anyway.
You know, a hawk would be pretty cool, though.
It would be,
playing,
right?
Playing a hawk in the morning.
Screaming hawk.
Yeah.
Every morning, I open up with a harp.
That's a whole different way.
And I'm trying to figure out how harp sounds like hawk. But, I had, you know, he had that little, that kind of like little accent going there.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.